are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, I need my mommy. Never thought I would have to say that, but I think I need my mommy. I feel like crap. I got what you guys gave this to me all month long in February. You came in with your coughs and your sniffles and your sore throats and your whining and your complaining, and now you got me sick. Come on. Did it ever occur to you that if you get your doctor sick, I can't take care of you? And then I have to go on air sounding like a frog. Now, I know usually I don't really sound that much better, but come on, people, get a clue. My ears are killing me. Now, you guys complained about ear pain, but I didn't take you seriously. I was like, oh, come on, you're just being a bunch of wussies. Oh, no, you ain't lying. This really hurts. Oh, my gosh, I may have a rip-roaring ear infection. Here's the problem. My main doctor is my gynecologist, and I can't go to her just for my ears. I mean, if I try to walk into my gynecologist's office to have her look at my ears, oh, no. I mean, she's going to look at the orifices that, you know, she is, you know, trained to do. It's like a reflex. And, you know, until I shave my legs and I prep and do everything I need to, I can't go to her to look at my ears. So I'm going to find another family doctor to look at my ears. But, oh, whoa, Nelly, this hurts. This is rough. And the sinuses, I need my mommy. See, my mom makes me feel better, not because of chicken soup. She can't cook. She's like me. She can't cook. But my mom, you know, always stocked a good bar. And so there would be some brandy or some schnapps or something. And I don't know what she would do to it, spike it with Benadryl or Tylenol or something. But whatever she gave me, I would go to sleep as a kid, and I would wake up feeling fine. So, I'm not going to call my mom. See, here's the problem, okay? The one symptom I don't have yet is headache and gnawing abdominal pain. Thank God, all right? But if I call my mom, many times that will happen. So I need to figure out how to do the symptom swap. Okay, how do I have her help me with the sinusy? This is horrible. The sinusy nose and the sore throat without her slipping in that guilt trip, or that all she does is have to say one thing and then boom, headache, gnawing abdominal pain, skin peeling off, teeth clenching. So I don't know. I got to figure out how to make this work. Now, here's the problem. This is the big problem. My husband, okay, he made the perilous mistake of telling my mom I wasn't feeling well. So now she's coming to the house. She's coming to the house. No. All I want is the schnapps. I don't want her. If there's a way I could have a drive-through window at my house where she could just give me whatever the hell concoction she gave me when I was pre-pubertal, just give me that and keep driving. But no, she's going to want to come in the house. Oh, my gosh. My husband. But you know what? Here's the problem with my husband now. Okay, here's the problem. It was his birthday this week, right? Yeah, happy birthday. I know. Okay. So this weekend is supposed to be when I perform, you know, the wife's duties. I mean, I'm his wife. I guess I'm supposed to be the one he celebrates his birthday with, right? Okay, here's the problem. We finally got rain in the Southwest, right? Those of us who live in Nevada and L.A. and California, et cetera, we finally got some rain. Yeah, woo! Drought's over. However, I didn't realize we were getting the rain. I usually listen to Ted Pretty or Les Griffin on Fox 5 for the weather, but I missed it this week. I knew rain was coming because my hips were really, really hurting. I got major arthritis because of my skiing and running days. So I can't abduct or externally rotate my hips. Now, for those of you who know me, okay, you know, I usually don't need to do much hip movement, okay? 17 years of marriage, all I have to do is really lie there. However, you have no idea how much of a deficit it is when your hip rotation and hip external rotation is compromised because of barometric pressure. So it's my husband's birthday weekend. I can't rotate, abduct, flex, or, I don't know, do something with my piriformis. I have a snot-dripping nose. I have sore throat. I think also I might have had an ovarian cyst rupture because I really, really felt pain. So I sat on the toilet, you know, thinking I was constipated. And I sat there playing Candy Crush. Oh, by the way, wait a second. Do not get me started on Candy Crush. That game is sick. Candy Crush has got to be the most psychologically manipulative game out there. Because, you know, you play, you get to a certain level, and these big, juicy, creamy, chocolate block pieces mess you up. And so you're sitting there hating chocolate. You're playing the game, and you're now hating chocolate. I got to tell you, this is like mind, it's completely mind-warping. Just stay away from the Candy Crush. And it didn't even help me poop. So I'm sitting there. I can't poop. Whenever I can't poop, I blame the ovary. So there's a chance I could have had an ovarian cyst rupture. So I don't know. Guys, tell me how to fix myself up. We'll talk about how to soothe the sore throat, how to soothe a stuffy nose. But I'm definitely, I want to hear your home remedies. Because if my mom's coming, I want to call my mom, tell her not to come to the house, tell her I'm better. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please make the doc better. Or 1-877-362-3254. Now, right now, I'm all about the pharmaceuticals, okay? So I have Claritin D, I have Sudafed, I have Afrin, which, by the way, is bad, but I'm getting desperate. You don't want to be using Afrin. I have Levaquin, Avalox, Omnicef, Moxtag, Z-Pak. I have, of course, the Anusol suppositories. I've always had those. Those are just always in my purse. I got a NuvaRing, which I haven't really been on. I have, what else do I have in my purse? I got, I got some Colace. Colace is for the stool softening. Whenever I'm sick, I can't poop, so that's extremely important, too. I mean, it's all about the pharmaceuticals. I'm ready to hit the pharmaceuticals. Here's the thing with NyQuil. The problem with NyQuil is it has Nye in it. So you gotta take that at night. How am I supposed to do a daytime show? Right? If I can't be taking NyQuil now, DayQuil? Nah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, help me. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA four-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. Yeah, Justin's back there. Yeah, you know what I just heard? I heard that they're making Justin do my show now all the time. He must have really, really ticked somebody off in management. Poor guy. Poor guy. All right. You know, okay, just go easy on Justin. Please go easy on Justin. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not taking my show off the air. You know, after all these years, big, thanks to Talk Superstation out there and iHeartRadio. Tune in. Oh my gosh. You know what? Hold on a second. I really should list my affiliates for you. Just, you know, PSR Podcast. We got, Boost Radio Net. We got, I mean, there's so many more people listening to my show than I thought. You guys pretend like you don't listen. Why do you do that? You could be nice. You know, just humor me. Pretend that you're listening. Alex called in over the break. He says he's going to get his wife on the phone, not to give me tips on how to deal with my cold. He wants me to tell her what wife duties should be. All right. Okay. Let me explain. I made a comment before on air that it's my husband's birthday and I have some duties, you know, as a wife, to do. Okay. Yeah. But I didn't say what the duties are. Okay. Personally, I think a wife's duty, if I had a duty as a wife, it was one is to go duty, you know, which I'd like to do because I'm a bit constipated, but, one is, to nap. I think it is our responsibility to take over his mother's role. Honestly, think about it. Okay. I mean, I'm raising two boys. To be honest, I don't think they will ever be ready for marriage unless their wife will nag them to the same degree of tenacity that I do. Okay? Oh, wait, Thomas is not on the line. Okay. Gassing America. That doesn't sound good. No, we're not talking about gas, Thomas. No. I wanted sore throat. I needed sore throat tips and sinus tips because I'm all about the pharmaceuticals right now. I'll take an Ambien and sleep it off if I have to. I feel miserable. But anyway, going back to wife's duties. Okay. It's, not something that we women like to talk about. Okay. We were taught that we were going to have some wife's duties. Right? When we got married. But it's just something that we don't like to let men know, that we know we have duties. Men think we have duties because they're told by their mother that your wife needs to do this, 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 and this. Yet us girls, when we're growing up and getting trained on, you know, what to do with our husbands, it's completely different. Okay? Now, my mom, very independent woman, okay, doesn't cook. She thinks she's cooking, you know, but she's very independent, very strong woman. And, you know, with, you know, her history with men in the past, she raised me to be like, nah, you know what, you just kind of take care of yourself. Okay? You know, because he's not going to take care of you, he's going to flee. All right, so I kind of grew up a little bit more cynical, all right, a little tougher. So here's my husband, you know, feeling sick, lying there in bed. I didn't know what to do with him. I mean, I'm like, go call your mother. All right, but you see, that's why there's a lot of in-law issues in life. Because if you don't know as a wife what to do, mother-in-law is going to swoop right in. And then you get ticked that mother-in-law is all up in your face. Now, I'm a doctor. I'm a board-certified family doctor. I know what to do with him when he's sick. But he doesn't want the rectal temperature. He doesn't want enema. He doesn't want a uvula culture or steroids for epiglottitis. My husband wants TLC. Now, okay, first of all, how am I supposed to give my husband any TLC? All right, what? No, we're not talking about the hips yet. How can I give him TLC if he's down for the count and I got to deal with the kids and I got to deal with the family and I got to deal with his mother? I can't be doing TLC. So, I'll write him some pharmaceuticals or I'll send him to, I don't know, the neighborhood. We have a gastroenterologist who's a friend of ours. You know, it's all about the bowel. You know, have him get a fecal transplant for some possible C. diff and get him on his way. So my husband, not feeling loved, he goes to his mother. And you know, it's a vicious cycle. So ladies, I mean, I know we've made a lot of progress. I get that. We've made a lot of progress with equal pay for equal work. We're allowed to vote. I'm even allowed to give my opinion now. You know, I mean, it blows my mind. I mean, you know, my husband will actually ask for my opinion. Doesn't want to, but he's actually asked. I mean, we've really made a lot of progress. But realize that if we don't go back to taking on that idea of we have wifey duties, you're gonna have the mother-in-law in the bed with you guys. So what I suggest we do really quickly is, even though I know I'm supposed to get to some medical news, let's just really quickly come up, just collectively, with some wife duties that we should do, okay? Now, all right, one wife duty that I've done, okay, that my husband kind of likes, is after I use the toilet, I put the seat back up. I really do. Now, I don't put the seat back up so much for him, but you let him think it's for him. Okay, that's the trick. You got to let your man think this is all for him, that your whole world revolves around him. That's what you got to do. Okay, but the reason why I do it is because if he misses or if the kids miss, I'm now swimming on the toilet seat. So for me, it's selfish. Okay, but it could be under the guise of wife duties. Okay? Another wife duty should be, and I've really been lax on this one, is to shave the legs. I mean, you know, I really think that that's something that a lot of us ladies lack on. I get it's still the winter. I get that. You know, it is March 1, and, you know, our men are really going to be all into the whole March Madness thing. Oh, by the way, March Madness, I figured out what March Madness is. It has nothing to do with basketball. The reason why March Madness exists is February 22nd, February 24th came around, and what did a lot of us do when we looked at our bank accounts? We said, oh, thank God we have another week before we have to pay bills. And what happened? Today is March 1st. No, it is not February 29th. Today is not February 29th, people. And there's going to be no February 30th, and there's going to be no February 31st. Today is March 1. We got bills to pay. I know! Hence, March Madness. I know, that really blows. I don't understand that. I understand that. I mean, you know, if Congress is going to do anything to please us, why don't they bring back a February 29th? Not the whole leap year thing. That every 4 years thing is stupid. I want a February 29th, a February 30th, and a 31st, and maybe throw in one extra day. Because my mortgage company and the rent for my office, they don't give a damn that February had less days. They want their bills paid. So that's not good. So if you know, have Congress do that. Let's make some progress. Okay, so anyway, March Madness. The men are going to be watching basketball. A lot of us women go, we have another month till we have to shave our legs. No. Shave the legs, okay? That's another wife duty. Okay, number three. Another thing I think we wives should do is, give your husband a hug every now and then. How many of us give our husbands hugs? Oh, I can't do that because then he'll think that I want sex and he'll jump on me. No. There's a way to give your husband a hug without him turning around and turning it into a whole sexual escapade. There's a way to do it, and I tell you how to do it, okay? Let's say, first of all, do this, okay? Wait till your husband is on the phone with his mother or eating, okay? When your husband is eating, the one thing your husband will never, ever do is put down food for sex. So if you want to slip in a quick hug and then run to work, right, without having to go through the whole, you know, thing of sex, then what you do is when he's eating, go up and give him a big hug. Give him a big kiss, say I love you, and then flee. Okay, now, sex is good. You have to have sex. That's important. But I understand that a lot of you guys do not. This is really true, okay? We're talking about something serious. Right? A lot of wives out there do not show intimacy because they may not be in the mood for sex, and they don't want hubby turning around and then, I guess, misconstruing a hug for sex. Now, it's not that these men are misconstruing. Is they finally find a break in the dam such that they think they could finally have sex. I don't blame these guys. I mean, that's got to be really, really tough for you husbands out there. And ladies, the whole episiotomy scar hurting, no. I mean, you can't be using these excuses. So I think it's a wife's duty to show their husband some love, okay? I mean, hug, kiss, tell them you care about them. Okay? I also think it's the wife's duty to every now and then make your husband a nice rip-roaring medium-rare steak. I really think we as women need to learn how to make a steak. Oh, my husband's a vegetarian. No, he's not. He's just pretending, right? Because he thinks you like that. Men like steak. Okay? Most men are not vegetarians. It's not in their genetic makeup. If they are, they're doing it to please the babes. Okay? Now, true, a lot of cardiologists force you to become vegetarians, but it doesn't mean you want to be. Okay? Deep down in your heart, you want beef. It's in our wife's duty, the wife's Bible. Learn how to make a mean steak. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say stethoscopes are considered to now be our doctors' and nurses' stethoscopes, a major cause of the spread of infections. Researchers at the University of Geneva hospitals assessed the level of bacteria contamination on physicians' hands and stethoscopes following a single physical examination. They say that our stethoscopes, right, the stethoscopes are what we, you know, put on your chest to listen to your heart, on the back to listen to your lungs, right, we put on your tummy to listen to bowel sounds. Right, I know that could blow out an eardrum sometimes. I always warn the doctor. I'm like, no. Or if I have an ovarian cyst rupture, oh my gosh, we're talking about major barotrauma to the eardrum. Anyway, they said it could harbor MRSA, M-R-S-A, the methicillin-resistant staph aureus, which is obviously drug-resistant. According to lead investigator Dieter Pettit, from infection control and patient safety perspectives, put a lot of P's in this, Dieter Pettit says, per patient safety perspectives, the stethoscope should be regarded as an extension of the physician's hands and should be disinfected after every patient contact. I do. I take an alcohol wipe And I swab it off. I just, yeah, because, you know, you'll have people with a tinea of versicolor fungus on their back or acne or et cetera. You just, you don't want to, you know, whatever you touch, that's why you wash your hands. You know, your otoscopes, they have the little ear specula on there, the little disposable specula. You throw that out. I mean, in the olden days, you would autoclave those. Now they're just disposable, and you throw it out. Researchers examined 71 patients who were checked by one of three physicians using sterile gloves and a sterile stethoscope. Now, the stethoscope, remember, it has a tube and a diaphragm, okay? Now, I know a lot of you... I'm sorry, the joke was in my head before it could come out right. I don't know. I was going to say something to the effect of, you know, a lot of you are having trouble, you know, finding a diaphragm that fits for birth control. Yeah, you can't use this one. Okay. So there's two parts. It was funnier in my mind, and I laughed before I could make the joke and say it to you guys. But trust me, it was really funny. It was really funny. Okay. Sorry. I got to blow my nose. Hold on a second. Sorry, guys. Oh, that's juicy. Oh, man. Hold on. Let me check the color. I got to check the color. Hold on. Yellow. Okay. That's all right. That's all right. Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Now, my microphone. I need to sterilize my microphone after a big no blows like that one. Okay. Anyway, back to the we're on the stethoscope story. What? This isn't fascinating enough for you? We're talking about diaphragms. Okay. That piqued your interest. We're talking about diaphragms. Two parts of the stethoscope, the tube and the diaphragm, and four regions of the physician's hands, back, fingertips, the thenar and the hypothenar eminences of the hand were measured for the total number of bacteria present. The stethoscope's diaphragm was more contaminated than all regions of the physician's hand except the fingertips. The fingertips were more dirty, okay? Similar results were observed when contamination was due to MRSA after examining MRSA-colonized patients. They say this work is the first to compare directly the level of contamination of physicians' hands. Yeah, I think this is still the pitted guy. The level of examination of physicians' hands and stethoscopes. Stethoscope contamination is not trivial and is comparable to the contamination of healthcare workers or is comparable to our fingertips. Not mine. I do a lot of rectal exams. I beg to differ. I think my stethoscope is a lot cleaner. But, you know, we wear gloves. We're supposed to wear gloves. So alcohol swab off the stethoscope, all right? That was not a fluff piece. This was major, major medical news. Okay. Now, here's major medical news, okay? ABC News has listed four reasons that young adults won't sign up for the Affordable Health Care Act. I know. March 1st, 2014, they finally realized that young people, right? Okay, now everybody's figuring this out. I said this 5 years ago, people. 5 years ago, young people won't sign up. Okay, well, let's see what the reasons are. Ooh, what a shock. All right, apparently, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has released data showing that 55% of Americans who enrolled in plans under the Affordable Care Act in the first 3 months were between the ages 45 and 64. What? Not a 22-year-old? Really? People just shy of coverage under Medicare who are more likely to get sick or have pre-existing health conditions. No! Only 24% of the 2.2 million are between the ages of 18 and 34. Obama's wanted around 40%. So why, what a shocker, why would young adults not, this is for ABC News, we're all shocked here with this one, sign up? Well, number one, the first reason they say is most young adults are in the quote-unquote healthy majority. No, they think they're too healthy. Okay, number two, being healthy does not entitle you to a big break on insurance costs, they said. Apparently, the ACA limits an age rating ratio to 3. That is, older or unhealthy individuals can be charged only up to 3 times what the young and healthy pay. So if you have pre-existing conditions, you can't be overly gouged. The problem is young people are paying higher premiums and they don't want to. Trying to tell a young kid to spend $250 a month on healthcare makes no sense to them. Then, they say emergencies don't necessarily cost less with the insurance. You have out-of-pocket costs, deductibles, copays to go to the ER. Listen, these kids know math. All right? Yeah, they may not be doing it the way we did with an abacus or whatever those are, right? I mean, we did, you know, I remember using a protractor in the olden days. I mean, now they can just use, you know, calculators. But these kids, they understand math. They really do. Okay? And they found, okay, this is reason number four, being uninsured is 5 times cheaper than being insured. All right. So, good for ABC News. Okay. It was a beautiful article. All right. I just, you know, wish they would have maybe reported on this 5 years ago. They say foregoing insurance in 2014 will on average save young people more than $1,000. Not only do the uninsured who visit the doctor spend less on visits per year, okay, but the penalty is less than the premiums. Again, this is something we've been talking for years. So it's kind of nice to know that now we're in 2014 that everybody's kind of figuring out what we all figured out. Okay, now, are they going to do anything about this? Probably not. Yeah, probably not. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess in the news today, they discussed how Carrie Kennedy, 54-year-old daughter of Robert F. Kennedy, was found not guilty of quote-unquote drugged driving by a Westchester County jury. She was the one that took an Ambien, remember, and then went driving. Now, from what I understand, she mixed up the Ambien with her thyroid medication. She was supposed to be taking thyroid medication, but instead she took an Ambien. Okay, and I guess taking an Ambien can result in zombieism and sleep driving. Now, you know, as a physician, I need to say, Ambien will not turn you into a zombie. There is nothing in Ambien that'll force you to want to eat live people and do what they do in Walking Dead. But I do understand the whole sleepwalking issue. I do understand the whole transient consciousness kind of, you know, and the inability to be fully asleep. Ambien is a great sleeping medication when it works, right? For some of you, you get up and you may drive. Pretty scary stuff. So Carrie Kennedy was acquitted, not going to jail for Ambien. But if really, honestly, if you guys have your Ambien that close to your thyroid medication, I would suggest putting anything that puts you to sleep in like a safe. Okay, number one is you got to make sure your kids are away from it. Right? Next, you got to make sure that if you do have a party at your house, people don't go into your good drugs. Number three is you want to lock it up because if you are impaired, you don't want to reach for Ambien after you've had alcohol. Put in your safe. Don't go away. We'll be right back. News on Philip Seymour Hoffman. Right? Come right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Still got my beautiful voice. All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Oh, I don't feel good. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a Facebook page. Yep, yep, we do. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. You can listen on iHeart. Okay, there's absolutely no reason for you to listen to my show. The show stinks. That's not a reason. It doesn't matter if the show stinks. You can still listen to it. You know how many things stink? You know, I've been watching American Idol. I mean, it's nowhere near it used to be. I still watch it. Okay, right? Still watch it. Philip Seymour Hoffman. All right, it's been released now. The cause of death was, now, Philip Seymour Hoffman, 46-year-old who had died on February 2nd in his West Village apartment. He had died with an actual needle in his arm from what we were told. Now, a report has come out saying he died of an acute mixed drug intoxication of heroin, cocaine, benzodiazepines, and amphetamine. Apparently, his West Village apartment, they keep talking about $10,000 a month. It cost $10,000. It was a $10,000 a month West Village apartment. I got to tell you, man, I love New York. You know, one of the reasons why I never lived in New York is I couldn't afford it. I mean, Yeah, I hear like a studio is, what, $2,000 a month? Man. Well, it's all location. What's the point if you can't afford it? But still, New York City's cool. I mean, it's on my bucket list to one day live in New York City. I just don't know how, if $10,000 a month. My guess is, you know, he probably had some granite countertops in that one. Anyway, unfortunately, you know, he died after he had gone through rehab. He had gone through rehab for his addiction, I guess, and had been clean for a while. He had another stint in rehab, from what I understand. He was doing okay, and then all of a sudden was, I guess, going through what they call speedballing. Now, speedballing is this new term that the young ones use, even though he was older than me. I guess it's where you mix heroin and cocaine together. But heroin and cocaine isn't anything new. This speedballing, they believe, is what caused the deaths of River Phoenix, John Belushi, Chris Farley. It's pretty scary stuff. Now, there was benzodiazepine in the system. Benzodiazepines would be in it's a sedative family. So that would be your Xanaxes, your Valiums, your Ativans, your Klonopins. And he also had, amphetamine. Now, the amphetamine could have been Ritalin or Adderall for attention deficit. It could have been a diet pill like phentermine, but he had some sort of upper or amphetamine in his system. Now, it always blows my mind when I have patients come in on an upper and a downer, and it's been prescribed to them, where they're on Ritalin or Adderall, and then they have to take Xanax or Klonopin or Valium to sleep. Now, I get that. Attention deficit, okay, is an issue that does benefit from amphetamines. I get that. Okay. And I understand the uses, and I respect the uses for that. I get that. All right. But I get very, very confused when patients come to me saying, all right, doc, I know you don't usually manage attention deficit, but now I need, you know, something to sleep. I can't sleep at night. And I go, well, how much Adderall are you taking? How much Ritalin are you taking? Oh, no. I need that though. So you have people very commonly on sleeping aids and then uppers. Many of you guys take caffeine drinks. You guys will down Red Bulls, these Monster Energies in the morning. Then you tell me later you can't sleep, so you need a benzodiazepine to sleep. Then you sleep, but then you can't get up in the morning, and then you need the upper. And this cycle is very dangerous. I mean, this isn't just immune to the, you know, unique to the 60s. This whole upper-downer thing is happening even more so now. Yeah, maybe we're doing it in the form of caffeine. You know, maybe people are taking diet pills or they're overtaking their thyroid medication as a stimulant, which, by the way, doesn't work. Don't do that. So, unfortunately, when you see these four things in a system, now, mind you, okay, benzodiazepines could be in your system for a while. Speed could be in your system for a while. So, I don't know if he was doing all of that at the same time. But apparently, a heroin cocaine mix. Again, that also kind of confuses me, too. Okay, heroin and cocaine, they're both opiate agonists. They even though cocaine is a stimulant, okay, there is some properties for pain relief. So you think you're double doing with the heroin and cocaine, but they're not doing it because they have aches so much. Okay, they do it because heroin is very sedating. Cocaine keeps you awake enough so you could feel the high. So this speedballing is something they can do because you can take heroin and fall asleep. Unfortunately, he must have tried to use a cocaine also to stay awake. He did it. Heart stopped. He died. Heroin suppressed his respiratory drive, so he couldn't breathe if he was going through a cardiac dysrhythmia. Heroin, it could be enough to overdose and kill you. On top of that, with cocaine and a sedative and some speed in the system, dangerous. And it really bothers me because he was such a gifted actor. Now, whenever I see somebody so gifted in the arts, I tend to think that he had bipolar. Many people with bipolar are extremely gifted and extremely talented. They believe Mozart and Beethoven might have had bipolar. They believe I'm trying to think of some other famous artists. So if he was bipolar, yeah, you'll see him needing uppers and downers. Okay? Even though I think mood stabilizers may be a better choice, you'll see that. And so you'll have some people that go, look, when I'm low and down, I need a stimulant. When I'm too manic and I can't bring myself down and I'm stressed, I need a sedative. So, and many of them will turn to heroin or cocaine or something because they just don't feel right. It calms them down somehow. And so that would be my guess. And it's really a shame seeing, you know, people have to do that, especially since he had kids and a family. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of the reasons why we think children are becoming more and more obese is because fruits and vegetables are costing too much. They are finding now that fresh produce costs more than what many people can handle, and that more and more people are going to the, cheaper forms of food and not fresh produce, okay? Maybe they're going to the little fruit cups, etc. Now, this is kind of frightening stuff because we're trying to tell our kids to eat the fruits and vegetables, and mind you, I get that too, okay? I mean, I remember when you could buy grapes for like 49 cents a pound. This was a few years back. Okay, now, for $2 a pound for grapes, I find myself buying a smaller bunch. Whatever happened to the big bowl of grapes you could just put in the center of the house and everybody dig in? No. No. And I get, so I get a little bitty bag. And by the way, they're packaged smaller, if you've noticed that too. I get a little bitty bag or bananas. Now, here's the problem with bananas. My kids don't eat the bananas. I'll buy the bananas. They seem to be a less expensive fruit. They're easy to grab on the way out. And what happens? The kids leave them. Yeah, so I and then they turn brown and black. You guys have told me to stick it in the fridge. They don't eat bananas, no matter how hard I get them to. They just don't eat bananas. Now, I have tried to put bananas in their cereal, but they don't want to eat cereal. They want to eat a bagel, or they want to eat something else that's very sugary. And so I have to say hell to the no, and I have a hell of a time. But our produce is getting more and more expensive. For those of you that don't think there's inflation, you're wrong. There is. Our food is so much more expensive. Buying a gallon of milk, it's like almost $4 for milk? So, unfortunately, we're starting to see it with the kids. McDonald's. Kids like McDonald's. McDonald's not doing so well this week. They're being sued for $1.5 million. Did you hear this? It's a dispute about a napkin. Apparently, a customer is suing McDonald's because he was only given one napkin. When he complained, the person, I believe, behind the register insulted him, and it was darn. Oh, I want to talk about this. All right, guys, have a great rest of the week. Be well. Bye.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.